from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, here we go on a Monday. It's Cody and Gold live from Chiefs training camp. Back again, man. And guess who else was back? Cody.
Me!
Nice to see you, man.
I am back!
Nice to see you.
It's been a bit. It's been a long time. This is the, I told someone, this is the longest vacation I have taken since my kids were born. And that's not even a vacation. That's like you have a newborn. But yeah, it's been a little while. It feels good to be back. We got some beef, but that's fine. We can get to that later.
What, you're mad at me for something?
Yes!
Really?
Day one, dude.
Really?
No time. What? We're getting back into it today.
Okay.
That way we can get into it. But other than that, no, life was good. Vacationing with an 8 and 5-year-old, and he's almost 6, but 8 and 5-year-old. Dude, it's like running a triathlon you haven't trained for. And it's like, it's not that I don't parent every day, but not 24 hours a day for 2.5 consecutive weeks.
Yeah,
you're just on the road, weird places. Dude, it was bizarre.
That's right. You drove everywhere, too. So that just the adventure. Now, no car problems this go around, which
car
was
drove
nice.
Great. Although we did find out the 5-year-old gets car sick, so we had to buy Dramamine.
By finding out, you mean?
No. Not that bad. Oh. He just was like, my stomach hurts. I was like, uh-oh.
Yep,
car sick it is.
Yeah, poor guy. That's
so nice. We just got him some Dramamine, and he was all right.
Okay.
He survived it.
Yeah, you'll have to tell us more throughout the show today about the last 2 weeks. It has been a bit. A lot has happened in the world in sports since I last talked
to you. Yeah, man. Dude, like, just so much. I watched Bobby Wood Jr. slug some homers in the Derby.
Yeah.
I thought his pitcher could have done better, if you're curious.
Yeah, former big leaguer was pitching to him, though. It's his brother-in-law, but the dude pitched in the big leagues.
I know, but, like, he wasn't dotting it.
No,
I don't want to say pressure got to him, you know?
So.
Sometimes the pressure gets to you. What can you say? I saw Travis has the stash back.
He does.
That was
El Travador.
Dude, it seemed like there was an endless barrage of actual news, news on the show. Kind of felt like a little bit of everything. Nobody got, like, you didn't get, like, secretly married or anything while I was gone, right?
No, I mean, I'm going to be at the Oscars, I think, in the near future, though.
Oh,
yep,
well,
I think
kudos.
I will. I don't know if you heard the
congratulations.
News. Have you heard the news? I'm now an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm an actor.
Yeah, I heard.
Sounds like that's what maybe you're upset about.
Maybe. Okay. I don't want to get into it yet. I don't feel like we should start the show this way, but maybe.
Yeah, why get angry, to start this show? It's a beautiful day here in St. Joe. It's going to be about 85 today, and honestly, it's gorgeous. Another expected, 5,000 people out here at season ticket member day as well, but it looks like another packed house. Here in about an hour, we're expected to have Chief Safety Chamari Conner join us. We'll start having our player interviews. Again, the only show in Kansas City, broadcasting live from training camp. Is Cody and Gold here on 610 Sports Radio. We are broadcasting from inside the Comcast Business Tent. The video stream is up and running on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. Twitter literally changed some stuff over the weekend, so we're not on Twitter.
So just find us on Twitch or something, 610 Sports KC.
That's right. So you can check out the show visually, especially when we have players stop by. That's always fun. And we appreciate you guys hanging out with us for the next 11 camp shows we'll be doing. We're up here Monday, Wednesday, Friday this week. So if you're up at camp, stop by, say hello. We already were greeted by our friends over at Kona Ice, I saw. So we've got the whole crew, man. A lot of familiar faces back here training camp. And our training camp coverage is presented by Technology Group Solutions, the official IT provider of your Kansas City Chiefs. But you mentioned some observations that we've seen already since we've been up here. I think the biggest today, though, has to be who's not here at camp.
Bingo.
After a great first day yesterday, and I know, remember, no pads are on, but the big 50-plus yard reception from Mahomes to Xavier Worthy, and he put on a show yesterday. Today, Worthy not on the practice field. We're not going to learn exactly why that is until after practice. We'll get an update from the Chiefs PR staff around 11 o'clock, a little after 11 o'clock, and we'll certainly pass that information on to you. But knowing that he's been nursing a hamstring, knowing that it was not 100%, and then yesterday he practices, are we going to find out, like, today was a scheduled day off, or did he, you know, have the hamstring flare up again? Is it an illness? We'll see. I obviously hope it's not that the hamstring is giving him problems again, because that was one of the concerns we brought up last time you and I were doing the show together, actually, a few weeks ago, that, hey, for Xavier Worthy, you know, right now missing offseason stuff, not the end of the world. But once you get to camp, it's great that he's there for a couple days in a row, but is he there a week or two into camp? And here we are a day after one day of camp, and he's not on the field.
Yeah, and I think that that's incredibly frustrating, because I would think, Gold, the initial thought for me was, okay, well, good news. They have found a guy that they're going to definitely make sure gets plenty of work, because they're going to make sure he gets plenty of work because of the importance of that player to, you know, like that player to, like, maybe an offense that doesn't include Rashee Rice, right? We don't know. Maybe it doesn't include Rashee Rice, right? So we got to sort out which version of the player we're going to get. And then today, already, not on the field? Like, that's annoying. That was the whole conversation. And look, I think these are the fair things when somebody asks a question about, like, hey, can a wide receiver who's like 7'4" and 140 pounds survive in the NFL? And it's not the hit part of it, obviously, right? They weren't in pads. He wasn't getting slugged around there yesterday.
But soft tissue injury, though.
With fast guys, it's not that uncommon. Do you remember how often Tyreek Hill was on or near an injured list during his time because of, like, oh, a little hamstring? And he would stay in the game. He'd come in and out of the game. He'd miss a play or two. He'd miss a game or so. I don't think that that's an overly concerning thing. The part that's frustrating, Gold, is he took the entire offseason off because he had to in order to get healthy and to get right again, and now he's not on the field. And I thought it was yesterday was just the key of, like, we're going to work this guy because we might need him early the way we needed some other wide receivers early if Rice isn't available to us. So let's get him up to speed. And he had all those great things to say about him.
Well, and he
said
showed,
that he was further along than most rookies.
He showed exactly what you wanted to see from a rookie in his first camp yesterday, and the deep threat. We know it's been a long time since the Chiefs had a true deep threat. Really, you got to go back to the Tyreek Hill days. That's why Mahomes, you could tell how excited he was at that first completion, and that's the plan that they have for Xavier Worthy, why they drafted him. So hopefully we find out that, you know, if it is a setback at all, that it's something minor, maybe it was scheduled. I would be surprised, wouldn't you, that if it was a scheduled day off after just one? I get
one practice now.
You know, you got to be able to ramp up. I mean, he only was part of rookie OTAs back in, what would that have been, early May or something, and then he hadn't done anything until yesterday. He's got the wrap on it would be the left hamstring area. Uh-huh. So we'll see. I mean, tomorrow now that'll be the big thing to watch, and then we'll let you know if we get an update from the Chiefs. But the fact he's not, you know, it's not like he's on a bike in the tent or anything either. Like, he's not. I can check again. Like, he's just not down here at all, so that worries me a little bit. Also, Justin Reed, we know he's on the NFI list, non-football injury list. We don't know why, but he's on the non-football injury list. He has been very vocal in teaching and watching.
Yeah, he has.
He's been on the field watching practice, but he, of course, is not practicing. We don't know how long he's going to be on the NFI list. Could be a few days, could be a couple weeks. That'll be one to keep an eye on as well.
I was just trying to keep a look. We're in the deep pass portion of practice, it appears. And that was the whole thing with Worthy yesterday, is that, look, the one thing that stood out to me about the clip the Chiefs had sent out later in the day of Xavier Worthy catching that bomb was, one, the throw from Mahomes is just as it. Like,
yeah, roll it out to his left.
Take the Worthy part out of it. Mahomes threw the ball 60 yards while rolling out off balance. Because, again, he's one of the most talented people on the planet. But so, like, that part stood out just in its own right. But Worthy did a good job finding the ball. Do you remember how long spent last year? Desperate. For two straight years. Not just for a fast guy, Gold. Not that. Desperate for years to have one player on the Chiefs roster capable of locating a ball in the air 40 yards down the field. Because those deep balls aren't often just like the guy catches it and there's 15 yards from the next guy. You have to adjust around a person. They have to adjust to you. It's more about you making the catch than it is about Mahomes always throwing you open. It's a little bounce
tracking the ball. You're right. I mean, MVS got open at times.
A couple times,
Hardman got open. Neither could either track the ball or, in MVS's case, catch the ball. So right before we started this conversation, you mentioned a deep pass. We saw, who was it? That was Hollywood Brown, who had a deep reception. Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy are going to be their opportunities to stretch the field this year. It's pretty clear. You know, I'm very bullish on Hollywood Brown. Xavier Worthy yesterday got a lot of people excited, but that's why we got to find out the update on his health, because that's going to be the biggest concern right now for him is the hamstring, and especially if Rice ends up being suspended early on. But I'll say it. I still think if Rice were to miss six games, let's say.
Sure.
I don't think it is Worthy that's taking those snaps.
I think he's taking some, but not the majority.
I think it's Mecole Hardman and Justin Watson who are the biggest beneficiary if Rice is actually gone. And remember, as we sit here on July 22nd, the Chiefs, nobody knows if he's actually getting suspended or for how long.
They just try to go deep to Hollywood Brown again. And no, we don't know.
Yeah, he had two guys on him, but Joshua Williams and Brian Cook.
Yeah, probably smart that time. That's the thing with Xavier Worthy when we were talking about, like, going back to, I mean, I guess now 2 years ago when I used to be on this show, when we were talking about the over-under for Xavier Worthy. The reason why it was, part of the reason it was ludicrously high is because, like, that's just a big number for a rookie wide receiver under any circumstance, under Andy Reid, a million other factors. But then when you factor in the idea that he had a great day at camp yesterday, they fed him at camp yesterday. They're throwing in deep balls. They're trying everything to get it to Xavier Worthy, to get him caught up because they know the talent that he has, and now the next day he's not available? Like, I mean, is someone like that getting 750 yards? Can they make it through a 17-game schedule, an 18-week schedule? Like, and that'll always be the question with him until he can prove that he can do it. Now, look, I don't think that's an unfair question for Hollywood Brown either. I don't think that, like, some guys earn that because they don't play consistently every game during the year, and then some guys earn it because, like, I need to see that you can hold up. It's just hard because he missed all of offseason.
Yeah, hopefully it's just an illness, something like that, and he'll be able to be back out here tomorrow. Illness, that should be your hope at this particular point in time. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll get an update officially from the Chiefs at 11 o'clock. But the other thing that we're going to be watching throughout the entire camp is going to be the left tackle spot. And what I think is clearer than ever, that it's a true competition. Because I was curious yesterday, first day of practice, who got the first team reps and then how long would they stay in? Well, it was Wanya Morris, but they rotated Kingsley Suamataia and Wanya Morris in throughout the day. Then today, they're rotating still, but Kingsley got the first reps with the first team. So this is a true battle. You know, I always thought that if Kingsley got the first reps yesterday, they would treat it just like they did with Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey a couple years ago. Once Trey Smith got first team reps,
it was over.
It was over. Once Creed Humphrey got reps at first team, it was over. Now, center and guard may be different than left tackle. At this
maybe
point,
the competition was worse.
Right, who knows?
Maybe someone was better.
Who knows?
Well, now we know how good Creed and Trey were.
Sure. But we also today are watching what is a clear competition at left tackle. It's so hard to judge linemen, though, until they get the pads on. Later on this week, I think, is when they actually are
allowed.
I don't know if that'll be our Friday show or when. We're back here on Wednesday, so maybe it'll be Wednesday. But Kingsley Suamataia, that's who I want to win the job. I think ultimately that's who they want to win the job. You drafted him in the second round.
I guess, but like you drafted the other guy in the third. I guess at this point, like I understand the idea of wanting Kingsley to win the job because they thought less enough of Wanya to be like, look, we can't just give him the job. He's not good enough to just have the job. But you got to remember, even though they saw him in practice, they still had a limited amount of time with Wanya Morris actually on a field in pads. You know why? Because running with the ones at his position last year wasn't him. He was the second and third tier guy. He was further down. He wasn't working with the ones. He wasn't working with the best players during practice. That would have been the starting the starting left tackle, right? It would have been over and over again. It would have been Donovan Smith, who got a majority of it, et cetera, et cetera. And so this is their first chance to get one snaps between both, and I think that's probably why they're splitting it. They want to make sure that they're not rushing the Wanya Morris decision. I'm actually fine with whichever one they decide on, and it seems at this point they're just going to go with one of those guys. I feel like they would have made a move by now, don't you?
I don't think, barring an injury, I don't think the
one of those guys is left tackle.
I believe so. Barring an injury, the obvious with any of this kind of stuff, I don't think their veteran route is where they're going. Donovan Smith, David Bakhtiari are still out there. And if you're either of those guys, we had said there was no reason really for either to sign with any team because you can always be a backup for somebody. If you're one of them, you want to wait and see if there is an injury anywhere in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
Anywhere, not here, but anywhere in the NFL. And if all of a sudden some other team's left tackle goes down, well, then there's your opportunity, Donovan Smith. There's your opportunity, David Bakhtiari. Once we get to the middle of August or so, then maybe that's when it becomes more realistic for Donovan Smith or Bakhtiari. They both, I'm sure, have had opportunities to sign with somebody by now. But just why sign for a backup job until you know that there's no starting jobs available?
The other deep appeal of this versus, you know, we talk about this all the time. Sometimes it's like he's trying to put together four future Hall of Famers on the line. That's not really what Brett Veach's job is. It's not really how it works. What becomes interesting about this is by doing this, doesn't really matter who wins the job, right, in my argument. Wanya Morris or Kingsley Suamataia, they win the job, and then this will be the best swing tackle position you've ever been in. Like, you have given yourself so much more protection that most teams do not have protection at left tackle. Wanya Morris has played left tackle in the NFL for a multi-game stretch. If Kingsley wins the job, you now know you have a guy who can play left or right tackle for you. If something happens with Jawan Taylor, if something happens on the other end, you can do that. McColl just short of a deep ball there. But you got it. Like, I mean, I love building it that way, Gold, if you know you can't have Trent Williams at left. Look, if you just have Trent Williams at left tackle, boom, problem solved. But if you're going to have a battle, having the battle between two guys who you think could win the job gives you a better backup than you had.
Well, they love the flexibility, yeah, versatility from the offensive line. And I think the reason why I want Kingsley to win the job if I'm the Chiefs, other than just drafting him in the second round, Cody, is because of the flexibility that Wanya Morris not being your left tackle provides. What I mean by that is, if we're going to look at the long-term future of Trey Smith, and is he actually here a year from now? We just saw Quinn Miners, Quinnen Miners, of the Broncos get that deal
for
4 years, $80 million, third highest salary for a guard. That's the money that Trey Smith's getting. Trey Smith is better than Miners of the Broncos. So if you're Trey Smith, you were excited to see that news last week. Whether the Chiefs retain him or not, I think it's slimmer now than it was a week ago based off of the contract that was given. And so if you're not able to retain Trey Smith, well, Wanya Morris, maybe he gets some work at camp here at the right guard spot. Maybe he's your long-term answer at guard when you're not paying Trey Smith. Joe Tooney's under contract for two more years. He's still playing at a high level. All of a sudden, that contract looks extremely team-friendly. At one point in time when he signed, we're like, wow, that's a massive contract for a left guard. He's not even the top 10 highest-paid left guard in football anymore. Joe Tooney. So Wanya Morris would give them
crazy
some flexibility.
That's how it works.
If they had a punt on Trey Smith in a year, maybe Wanya slides into there. If not, let's just be real. Trey Smith drafted him in the sixth round only because of health issues. He would have been a second round. He's a second round talent, and we've seen that talent. But maybe they have to go in the draft next year and get a guard. So Wanya, to me, gives them some flexibility. You don't have Allegretti anymore to bounce around. So Norzad, the rookie, and Wanya Morris, maybe those are your guys that are can move to different spots on the offensive line this year and beyond.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope, obviously. It's just they're in a position that they haven't been in a long time, Gold, where they are truly going to go full youth on that. But I've told you before, the reason why you can do it now is look at the experience and talent, either or sometimes both, you have at the rest of the line. Creed's a rock. Trey's a rock. Tooney's a rock. Jawan Taylor is an experienced veteran right tackle. If there's a time to go with young, unproven left tackle who's going to have to figure some of this out along the way, that's the one. That's absolutely the one. Sorry, I'm trying to keep an eye out. When Gold and I started the show, there were like four wasps buzzing around.
Yeah, we're good,
and
man.
I told Drew that I might take one extra vacation day if I get stung in the neck.
They're gone.
That might just be it. Where'd they go?
They're gone. That's how it works, man. Sometimes they fly away, you know?
There were like four of them.
Yep.
I told you I get stung by something like once a year.
This was going to be your day is what you're thinking.
I was a little bit worried. I hadn't been stung yet this year.
Stung, you would just take the headset off and leave.
It depends on where I got stung. If it's – oh, God, it's back. The wasp right by your face.
I heard you talking about it.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, if it stings you in the face, I'm out.
Yeah, dude, neck up, we're done. I think the other obvious body parts below the neck, anywhere else. If it stings me in the arm, I'll pour a little water on it, and we'll move on with our life.
Is that the move? Is water the move? I don't know. I haven't been stung by one before.
Usually, well, the last time I got stung by a wasp, I ran it like a cold compress, if you can get it.
You know,
maybe there's a trainer or something we can, you know, get a...
You remember the issue in the patio a year or so ago. I had the wasp nest or whatever, and it was inside the electrical box on the patio.
The worst place.
And now I've found there's two more.
Wasp nest?
So, you know, you've been to my apartment before. It's a long time. But so there's a garage, and there's a little overhang kind of thing outside the garage. In one corner, there was a big wasp nest. And so I just called the apartment, and they were out. Credit to them. In 30 minutes, knocked that bad boy down, and it was gone. Then I went, and I realized if you walk towards the garage, look up and behind, and I look back, like, back this way if you're watching on video, behind me, and there's another one, and I've just been too lazy, and I haven't called. It's outside. I'm like, whatever.
I'm going to buy one of
those.
They're
all over.
You can buy, like, fake hornet's nest or wasp nest because they're territorial.
I've seen that.
Apparently, they don't like to beef with each other, so...
So you're saying we need a fake wasp nest
maybe.
You're sitting next to me?
Depending on the wasp situation, this is only day one of camp. If we get to day three of camp and these wasps are hovering around every day, maybe. I don't want to rule it out, Alex, just because, you know, I don't want to get stung by a wasp. Is that so bad?
There's Jared Wiley, obviously a popular name. He just had a nice completion up the seam there from Patrick Mahomes, number 12, if you're coming out to camp. And we talk plenty about him and just the expectation. I think we just have to balance the realistic expectation for him. I think there's reasons to be excited. I mean, we now, for the first time, you and I are seeing him in person. You can see the size and why he's and the huge. Athleticism and why they're excited and why fans are excited about him. But remember, he's a third tight end on this team. I'm not saying they won't use the third tight end. We saw them do that last year. But I think we have to be measured with our expectation. Long term, can he end up being the number one tight end? Sure, but Noah Gray, a couple years ago, at one point people thought would eventually be the top tight end. Now, here we are, Travis Kelce's still playing at an extremely high level, and I think Jared Wiley's more athletic than Noah Gray, but there's reasons to be excited from Wiley and understand within reason, you know, today even. They're still not in pads yet. So it's with any catch, any slow-mo video that gets sent out, just keep that in mind.
Just remember.
No pads. Also, there's some, you know, at least one guy in the secondary that's not even out there today in Justin Reed.
And I guess with Justin Reed, that came out of nowhere. Chiefs love a good
NFI.
Sneaky, yeah, non-football injury list. So he's just – so. I guess, and Andy doesn't talk today, it's Clark Hunt and a couple of others. Should I be making guesses for how long I'm expecting him to be at? Like, is there a chance of risking
Hey, they got depth
time?
There, though. They got depth there.
They
I mean,
do.
One of them
Brian
is
Brian Cook, Chamari Connor.
And Chamari's going to be on the show with us.
Jaden Hicks is already getting some good snaps.
Yeah, Hicks, the rookie. Everybody's high on him anyway. And we know that the path typically in the secondary, the Chiefs have been really good about developing not only corners, but safeties. Max value out of Tyrann Mathieu. They're getting max value out of Justin Reed. His contract's up at the end of the year. Most likely, if all goes well, you can transition to the rookie Hicks or the rookie Chamari Connor, now second-year player Chamari Connor, who's going to join us around 11 o'clock or so today. That's got to be the funnel that you continue to have. That's how you extend out the dynasty. You draft well. You don't pay some of those non-premium positions, and you just have guys that can come in and fill the void. So right now, I don't think anybody should be worried about the Justin Reed situation. I mean, he's out here. It's not like he's on crutches or anything. He is out here.
Yeah, he's coaching people.
He's got a quad injury. We'll see. He's coaching people. But they have some depth in the secondary.
They do. And honestly, this is weird because, like, Justin Reed, when you get, like, an established enough veteran, it was like when Chris Jones missed camp. When someone is so established that I don't care if they literally practice the one final practice before the opening game, I know they'll be cool. I kind of like it for the reps for guys like Hicks. I'm not trying to, like, pencil him in and just be like, he's a starter. We can talk more about him later. But, like, it is kind of nice, Gold, that all the young guys get snaps. Justin Reed doesn't need training camp snaps.
Agreed.
I know Andy Reid would say it different because he runs a harder camp than, like, literally any other coach on the planet. But come on, let's be honest with each other. He doesn't need these reps. This is 3 weeks. He could fast forward pass and be ready for week one. It's conditioning almost as much as anything. Same defensive coordinator, same defensive scheme, same defensive
right.
backs coach. I mean, it's like nothing's changed for Justin Reed during that time. Now, as always, I'm just curious what happens when non-football injuries come up. I just, you know, it's
well, everybody speculates. Everybody speculates.
Of course.
Was it golf? Was it something around the house? Whatever. You know, well, I don't know if we'll ever know the full answer. Maybe when he's back from the list, he'll choose to share. Who knows? But he non-football injury list. You're right. That was the surprise yesterday for sure.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised to see it. I'm now watching. So we're watching Carson Wentz get a little work.
He just got picked off.
I think twice in a row, but that's fine. I don't really care. It's training camp, but
he's the backup. We're good. I hear they have another guy that's okay to throw the football.
What's his name?
I think it's number 15.
I've been away for a while. Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have heard of him, and I've heard he's pretty good. Do you think anyone's going to wear this guarding cap in a game?
Yeah, I do. So the guarding caps, everybody pretty much wears them here at camp. Small sample size, but there were numbers out of the last year or so that show that there's been some improvement. And during the season, now players are allowed to wear these big guardian caps. I think I remember reading that they will be able to have the logo of the team on them during the game. So right now it just is a giant, puffy cover of a helmet. Eventually in the season, I think there'll be some player. I mean, think about it this way, Cody. If you're a player that's had two or three concussions, and you're a concussion away from just maybe being done.
Like if you're Tua.
Sure. I don't think a quarterback's going to wear it. But, yes, if there's anybody, right, if you have a history of concussions, that's the argument. I don't know if Tua will. He's way skinnier now. He's done, other ways
jiu-jitsu,
to land.
Jiu-jitsu, I think, is what it was, right?
Jiu-jitsu, to learn how to fall.
To learn how to fall properly. I did the same thing many years ago, yeah.
To learn how to fall? Yeah. Were you falling a lot?
Yeah, just falling
Or
all
is this
time.
Just like preparing
just
for old
time.
Age?
Just that one time. That one time I might fall, I decided to know how to fall properly.
I've definitely been concussed before because, like, you play backyard football and all that stuff, and there was, I remember one particular that I was definitely concussed, if that was not the only time, where we were playing at a field and some, like, older kids showed up. As in, like, they looked like they were in college. I was probably, like, 16, and they all looked like they were 22. And I was like, oh, these guys are kind of big and fast. And I got hit, like, on a short pass. I got hit so hard, I swear to God, I wasn't seeing colors. And then I was standing there, and I was like, I got to get lined up. And I was just trying to, like, stand there and then try to run around. And the guy hit me again, and I'm like, okay, I can't think straight. I was so banged up. I was like, like your head's just spinning. You're like, okay, that's probably a concussion. I did not learn jiu-jitsu. I'm just going to have to suffer through that. We've been trying to figure out hobbies for Desmond, so maybe jiu-jitsu's next.
All right, coming up next, we continue broadcasting live from Chiefs training camp. We're just getting started here in about a half hour or so. We're expected to have Chief Safety Chamari Connor join us inside of our Comcast tent. But up next, a perfect weekend for the Royals, and Cody says he's got an issue with me. He hasn't been here for 2 weeks. I don't know what I did. We're going to all find out together next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here in St. Joe, Cody and Gold broadcasting live from the Comcast Business Tent, powering possibilities. Practice should go for another half hour or so, max, and then we'll hear from Shamari Connor. He'll join us exclusively here on 610 Sports Radio. We're also expected to hear from Chiefs owner Clark Hunt. I am sure the stadium will once again
be
a bulk. We heard from Mark Donovan on Friday, and the big thing out of that, if anything, was big. Nothing huge, but was just the fact that he said 6 months, by 6 months is when they want to have a decision on what they're doing.
It doesn't
mean we're going to know everything, but, like, are they staying in Missouri? Are they going to Kansas? That decision, is it a renovation? Is it a new stadium? That we should know in 6 months, and I'm sure Clark Hunt will be asked to follow up on that and see where things stand.
Seeing how they're in the same boat as the Royals, then I should assume that the Royals are on a very similar, if not sooner, timeline. Like, the Royals were trying to jumpstart this before, but that was when the Chiefs thought they were just going to get the Truman Sports Complex to themselves, so they didn't have to be out by 2031. Now that the Chiefs may or may not be building a new building, may or may not be renovating Arrowhead, may or may not be moving states, whatever, we don't know exactly where that's going to go. We don't know where it is with the Royals either. But, yeah, probably the most interesting stuff Clark can tell us today is whether or not they have any particular stadium plans.
Now, you mentioned the Royals. What a perfect weekend.
Oh, dream scenario.
Back after the All-Star break, you sweep one of the worst teams in baseball, not the worst team, actually, in baseball.
They're horrifying.
In the Chicago White Sox. You take care of business, exactly what you needed to do out of the break, beat up on bad teams. You get the Diamondbacks now coming into town tonight. But it wasn't just what you did. We can talk specifics. Seth Lugo was terrific, complete game. Bobby stays hot, all of that. But it was you taking care of business, and then the Red Sox get swept out in L.A. by the Dodgers. The Guardians slip up a little bit. Suddenly, you actually occupy the final wild card spot. You're not a game or two games back.
Your percentage points behind the second wild card spot.
The Twins, right. And the Twins, now you're in second place in the AL Central behind the Guardians. You're five back. So you could not have asked for a better weekend. Now, it doesn't mean that this is where they're going to be for 3 weeks from now. No, who knows? But that was exactly what you got to do to start the All-Star break. 9-game homestand. We know how good this team is at home. They're now, what, 34-18 on the season at Kauffman Stadium. Keep beating up on bad teams. And look, the Diamondbacks aren't a bad team tonight, but they're a 500 team, or I don't know how they did over the weekend. They're right around a 500 baseball team. But this was a perfect weekend, exactly what they needed to do to position themselves, stay positioned, keep the pressure on the Red Sox, keep the pressure on the Twins, and I guess keep pressure on the Guardians. You were gone, but I've said for the last 2 weeks, Cody, I'm kind of done talking about the division. It's more of a wild card focus, and I'm not saying the guys in the clubhouse are thinking that way.
They shouldn't.
That's how I'm viewing it. I still don't think the division's going to happen, but the wild card, man, you got to keep playing the way they are for that to happen.
I will say this. I had borderline, personally, kind of buried the division. Like, look, it's fine. I wasn't, like, upset about it. It wasn't, like, a hard day for me when they were, like, 9-10 games back of the division. I was like, you know what? It is what it is. That's okay. Everybody can live their best life, and so be it. But, you know, the wild card is where they're going to have to make their chops and make their headway. The Guardians have opened this thing back up, dude. 5 games is enough to at least think it's plausible. Now, I still think if the Royals actually want to contend for the division, they can't stop looking for help now. I still think they have to be in the buying, in the shopping market, and be looking for additional help in order to get there. I don't think they can just roll with the current roster and just be like,
yeah, but
cool,
how aggressive are they going to be? I mean, we can have a separate conversation. I still think maybe they add another bullpen arm, maybe a rotational bat. Like, I don't think they're not making a big splash. I would be stunned.
You don't think they're going for some massive corner outfielder on the market? I don't think so either.
I don't.
Like, people want Jazz Chisholm or some of the other guys.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that that's the case. But I don't think that we can rule it out. You and I don't have to sit here every day and be like, scoreboard watching for the division. You got to get within a little more, but this is striking distance. This is actual striking distance. And the difference in strength of schedule between the Royals and the Guardians the rest of the way is 10 or 12 spots in the order. So, I mean, it's not insignificant.
No, and you play them 6 times in the second half here, all in the final week of August into September. And so I know we look at that and like, you can make it up. Yeah, but you can't be entering that series against the Guardians 5 back and say, oh, we've got 6 to go, because you're not sweeping them. You know what I mean? That's not how it works either. Yes, they have 6 with them, and they're 5 back, so theoretically.
But can you get 4 and catch up a game and then catch up the games other places?
I mean, entering that series, to me, they need to be within 3 to 4 games max. Entering that series, max, if you actually want to be talking about the division.
That's, look.
Because, like, this weekend was great. Everything went perfect. But the Royals were playing the Chicago White Sox. So, you know what I mean? Like, oh, they're not, like, oh, they
I wish they played the White Sox 162 times.
Sure.
Man.
Of
are
course.
Are you kidding? They stink.
Yeah.
They well, are they, awful.
After some rougher outings right before the break from Lugo and Singer, you saw your aces of your staff go out and have a great weekend. That's what it was, right? You put down a bad opponent, but your pitching staff was phenomenal. And complete game from Seth Lugo yesterday. It's funny, all the talk, including for myself, about the innings, and it still is a concern for me.
He's had to throw nine innings
yesterday.
But he didn't even need 100 pitches to do it, dude. I mean, it's the same as pitching six innings.
I hear you. No, I'm glad they gave him the opportunity. They should have, you know.
Me too. You just don't get many chances like
but
that.
But he's now what? He's got 136. So what is he, like 9 innings away from a career high? Something like that, 12 innings away from a career high?
Something like that. That sounds right. And completely worth it. Look, it was an honest to God, it was a perfect weekend. I think you're probably right in the sense that what I should be the happiest about today is they're in a playoff spot. We are 110 games into this bad boy, and they are in a playoff spot, Gold. We're past the two-thirds mark. We are a huge chunk of the season. I get it. There's still plenty of games left to play and a million other things that could happen during that time. But being this far into the season, in a playoff spot, in a tie for the playoff spot above you, only a couple of games back from the playoff spot above that. So, I mean, you've got a lot, not wiggle room, but like...
Yeah, let's see what the Guardians...
Other teams can play poorly or play well. There's movement in that. But the Guardians, it's at least plausible again. I had put it so far out of my mind that I'm like, that's not even a thing anymore. And that's fine, but now it's kind of a thing a little
bit. Let's see what the first week after the break looks like. This was three games, and they made up two games, right? So they played three, and they made up two games. Yeah, of course, if that ratio keeps up, they're going to be in first place here in no time. Let's see what this time next week is. Are the Royals still five back? Are they all of a sudden only three back? Do they fall back to being seven back? I mean, that's why someone on the text line is like, Gold, did you change your opinion? After 3 days, no. Like, I want to see what the week is, because all it's... If somehow
they
have
seven back if they lose two and
to the Diamondbacks or something like No, it was a great weekend. It was perfect. Everything went the way you went. I wanted it to go. But a week from now, let's see where they're at. Yeah, if they continue to gain ground and all of a sudden on Monday next week they're three back, well then, yeah, I probably will change my tune. But there's a very good chance a week from now they could be right back to seven back. So let's just see where they're at. But it was great news to see the Red Sox just struggle out in L.A. against the Dodgers. Let's also see what do the Guardians do at the deadline compared to what the Royals do, compared to what the Twins do, compared to what the Red Sox do. All that comes into play. It's not just these teams as...
Royals aren't the only team who can help themselves.
Right, and that's what I'm getting at. Like, where do teams attack? You know, we've isolated what the Royals need to do if they are aggressive. Bullpen and maybe a corner outfielder, depending on the health of Melendez, or maybe you think it's a corner infielder. Someone that can do both, Jazz Chisholm type. Or for your Cleveland, they're not adding to their bullpen. Their bullpen is the best in baseball. What do they add? Do they add a
starter? Can they find a starter? They desperately kind
of
need.
Garrett Crochet of the White Sox, probably on the market. Skubal of the Tigers, on the market. I don't know if the Tigers are trading with the Guardians. That might be an advantage the Royals have, is that maybe those teams aren't willing to trade their pitcher to the Guardians. Hopefully not, by the way.
Ideally.
You know, the Orioles might end up getting Skubal or something. Let them have them. They can run away with the AL East or something.
Yeah, deal with that problem when it comes around. That's what's important. You're like, I'll solve that problem down the road. All right, so I've been on the show forever. It feels...
Yeah, welcome back. It feels like you were gone for a month.
Dude, it feels so long. It felt... And at the same time, quick. Like, it just feels like I haven't done the show in a long time. It
a
didn't
lot
actually
has
feel
happened.
Like I was gone. Yeah, a lot has happened. Including, I saw, while I was gone, congratulations.
Thank you.
You were accepted to be an extra in the Hallmark movie.
Yeah, man. I'm an actor now. I appreciate it.
Yep. You will have. We can get you an IMDb page.
Yeah, I need to get that set up. I'm waiting on my check still to get paid. I can't fully show. Let's just say I got paid extra for something that happened during the day of filming.
Wow!
I got paid extra on top of the normal rate because they asked me to do something extra. Mm.
Maybe a line even.
No, I can confirm no speaking part.
No speaking
I can confirm
part.
That,
okay.
though.
Okay.
But now that it's public knowledge out there, yeah, Donna Kelsey was there when we were filming and everything. It was a one-day shoot. It went well. We'll see what happens. I think today's the final week of shooting. I'm done with my stuff, you know. One day is all they needed from me.
Cool.
I was part of a seven-person group. We all applied as the show, and you haven't heard back, huh?
No. I don't think I'm going to be in the movie. So I guess the only thing I have –
So what are you mad? Why are you mad?
How dare you? You mocked me. You mocked me, saying, how dare this be your dream?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you even care to be in this? You tried to play it too cool. And now you seem like, this is great. You betrayed me. You knew what it meant to me. You didn't have to accept the role. You could have just said, no, if my boy Cody can't do it, I'm out. You could have turned it down. You could have done anything for me, and instead you betrayed me.
Well, it's because
you chose to be in this movie, even though you knew it meant more to me than it meant to you.
It's because within 5 seconds of the announcement of the Hallmark movie, you said, how could I get in? So we gave you a hard time for that. Then I applied. I sent they must have liked the headshot. What can I say? They called me back. I'm in the movie. I knew you were going to be upset about this.
Of course I am. You knew what it meant to me. I don't think you're a better actor than me either. I'm just going to establish that now.
They picked me, man.
They picked you off a photo, not off your acting chops.
They picked me.
Now I'm going to have to get in a local play. Do you see what you've done to this?
Local play's not a Hallmark movie, man.
Now I have to go, but I'll have lines. I won't just stand. I'll be a tree.
You should I knew you were going to be a little upset, which maybe it's good I didn't do what I was going to do. We almost had a huge Hallmark card signed by all the extras, and I was going to bring it to camp for you and give it and say best of luck in the future for the next Hallmark movie or something like that.
Were those other guys jerks, too? Did they deserve it?
No, everybody else was
very
nice.
The other six?
Everybody was very nice. Nobody had an ego. Everybody was great.
Nobody had an ego,
There's a few people there that were part of an agency, but others were just random Kansas Cityans that applied. Remember, last week they were filming at Arrowhead, so they had like 1,000 extras. My scene, there was only like 6 or 7 of us. Very exclusive
group,
Cody. Very exclusive.
Don't tell too much. I know you signed an NDA.
That's all I can say. I did.
Do we know the release date on this thing?
We don't. Hallmark Christmas movie, so anytime I think Thanksgiving on. It could be Thanksgiving weekend. It could be the week before Christmas.
I think we're going to have to plan a screening.
I already talked to some folks. There's a couple local establishments already planning. Maybe we can hop on board with their watch party. Union Station, I think, might be doing something. There's a brewery in Independence that might be doing something as well. So,
you could have just turned it down. That's all I'm saying.
Here's the thing. Here's why you can't say that. Because if you would have been the only one selected to be in the movie, you would never have turned it down.
But it meant more to me. That's the difference.
But then we all applied as a show.
Yeah, we did apply as a show.
You know?
I am really happy that somebody got in. Honestly, Drew would have been the most ridiculous.
Why?
Oh, really?
He's a Bengals fan. He doesn't deserve to be in the Hallmark movie.
You hear that, Drew?
He's a Bengals fan. He doesn't deserve it.
Wow. He doesn't... He just puts you third on the whole thing. He's just like, anybody but you. Wow. I thought there was a chance Drew could still get called because they were looking for extras last week for the Chiefs scenes. But the problem is they were in 100-degree weather,
again,
100-degree weather outside, and you were gone.
Yeah, I was gone.
Plus, I didn't have to miss – it was great. I didn't have to miss a single show. I was able to do my full-time job
and
be an actor on the side without anybody missing anything.
I'll give you this. That is better than I would have done. For sure, mine would have landed. And because of my limited availability, any of the days I was available during the week, I absolutely put. If I had to miss this show tomorrow,
you
would have
missed
be
the
in
show?
This movie. Tomorrow? If they say, Cody, we've got a seat for you tomorrow. I'll see you guys Wednesday.
Wow.
Are you kidding?
Wow.
I'm not missing the chance now.
Well, now I feel like you definitely would be in it. Because now that we clearly know you're a little upset. Now we know you would still call up and show up if they actually
they call me, me last minute. They need someone last second tomorrow. I'll be there. I will be there.
But you submitted everything, right?
I did. I submitted everything. I had limited availability.
Yeah.
It did not help me.
Yeah.
Limited availability really hurt me. The timing of
what
the
photos
shoot
did you send in?
Was incredibly inconvenient. Just a headshot. That's all.
Same. It wasn't. It's not like I sent in like some professional headshot.
No, just cell phone photo, which they said was fine.
Yeah, mine was like a selfie basically, and then the one full body one was just me in my suit from the wedding, which based on what I had to wear for my extra thing made sense. I think that might have helped me. I didn't have to wear a suit. I think I told you they had me in jeans, a sweater, and a pea coat. And it was hot. It was a little warm.
I hope
man.
You were miserable.
It was a little warm. It was just a little warm. All right, Chiefs practice. You might have heard the horn behind us a few minutes ago. So practice has just about wrapped up. They're still doing a few little group things. That means we're probably just a couple minutes away from having Shamari Connor stop by. We're also, again, going to bring you some of the best of from Clark Hunt. Nick Bolton expected to talk. So we're keeping an eye on that as practice is wrap it up. Day number two of real practice, I guess, and if we want to call it real practice,
full
really
team.
Pads, no pads yet.
Shells though,
still
are we
waiting.
In shells yet?
I don't think so. I don't even.
I don't even know, dude. There's so many phrases that we say at camp that I'm just like, group
no, I don't
install.
Think, I don't think it's even shells.
Shells. Things I'm just like, I don't need to hear these ever again. You know. Like it's fine. I mean, look, I like that fans have a chance to do it. We talked about this. I think one of the shows you were gone. It was announced like one of the teams had like 4 open practices. It's like 4? That's it.
Oh, the Bucs.
Yeah, you're like, that's an embarrassingly low number. 4 is all your What, like, we always act like, and this is the thing that kills me about these things, and I'll give the Chiefs credit for this. Not, I think inside it's a little more protected, like, you know, you and I technically probably aren't even supposed to say the word group install or something based on the way, like, the rules work. I don't really know. I haven't paid a lot of attention. But, like, you know, like, at least they're not so secretive about protecting their, that, like, they won't let fans come see stuff.
Well, as we said when that Bucks news came out, it wouldn't fly in Kansas City. Not closing down camp, you know. Yes, they're protective like every team, but the access, as I'm looking at, you know, Chris Jones is over in the corner to the right of us signing autographs with fans. That interaction, like, that's worth it, right? It makes, for kids, it's what it's all about, being out here. And 5,000 fans every practice are going to have the ability. Remember, you have to reserve tickets or whatever, but 5,000 fans are allowed at every training camp practice. And they've got as many practices as anybody open to the public. But I think in Kansas City, whether it was the days in River Falls or here in St. Joe now for many years, this is like fans expect it, right? Fans expect it. Fans are used to it. And now you're going for a three-peat. So just add to that, and you got to make sure you have the access to fans.
I think so. I just think it's too important, if we're being honest. It matters too much that those players are available and can consistently be available for those players. It sounds silly and small and all those things, but, like, I actually do think it matters. Gold access, fan access, those things are important because you should allow your fans to be a part of it, especially at a time where, I mean, has there ever been a better time for them to add a group of fans to themselves? Probably not, right? They're just all-time kings. That's what matters. They just keep winning and winning and winning and winning and winning. Looks like right now, according to reports, by the way, Gold, what you had asked about Xavier Worthy, good news. It appears that according to a couple of people who are covering the team right now, Xavier Worthy was out due to illness.
Good. Honestly, good. Illness. I'm glad he's sick, considering that
it is
not the hamstring injury. Let's just be real about the situation as we start the show. You know, he's got a hamstring problem. You did not want to find out that he had a hamstring injury flare up. So, yeah, illness is actually a good thing.
No, honestly, it was the best-case scenario. You and I both were like, oh, my God, he had a great day at camp, and now he's out for this? No, good news is we get to just talk about his play on the field yesterday rather than the possibility of him being gone during that time. That's all that matters. We're happy that that's the case. It is crazy to kind of speculate about that sometimes, but then you're at camp, and someone's not available, Gold. It's hard to know sometimes what is going to be the thing that comes up next or what is going to be the thing that matters the most when that guy gets back. So we're good to go.
Yeah, a couple of, by the way, now official from the Chiefs directly. So from the Chiefs directly, missed today's practice with an illness. Also, Kelvin Joseph absent with a personal day. Some other notes, Spags, just real quick meeting with the media, said that the CB2 competition, so who's filling the void from L'Jarius Sneed, right? That competition between Joshua Williams and Jalen Watson and Nazi Johnson is, quote, wide open right now. I think you would have to say Joshua Williams and Jalen Watson maybe
have a leg up, but Nazi Johnson's getting a lot of attention before he got hurt.
Yeah, but the coach is saying he thinks it's wide open right now. We'll see. Based on reps, they are rotating around. I also noticed that with Justin Reed's absence, we've seen Jaden Hicks once again rotating in with the number ones at that safety spot while Justin Reed's out. Great experience for him to get first-team reps while Justin Reed is unavailable. And, again, we're expected to be joined by Chief Safety Chamari Connor here at some point. Could be any minute now. Could be in 10 minutes. Who knows? But practice basically wrapping up. We're going to get an early break-in, Drew, back at the studio. When we come back, we'll have Chamari Connor join us on the show. We'll continue talking here from Chiefs training camp. We are broadcasting live from inside the Comcast Business Tent. Powering possibilities here on 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.